let's call the order the. Again, let me just get the agenda. Hold on.
Athletic Complex Building Committee. It's Monday, October 19th, 2020, at 6:06 p.m.
All righty. Pledge allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's up, Arthur?
Yeah. Roll call, please, Madam Secretary.
Yes. Mr. McLiberty.
Here.
Mr. Abel.
Here.
Mr. Oh my God, Bonanza. Oh my glasses up. Ms. Gerkins. Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Mangold.
Here.
Mr. Netto. Mr. O'Connell. Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Mancuso.
Here.
Mr. Olenowski. Mr. DeFalo. Quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Quorum is present. Anyone from the public? Anyone from the public? Anyone from the public? Having heard no one from the public, can I have a motion to close the public portion?
So moved.
Motion by, I'll go with Mr. Sill. Is there a second by Mr. Hyder? Is that fair?
Second, sure.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we have two business items before us tonight. One is we finally got the landscape quote, the third one. We had two, but we finally got the third one. And what we'd like to do tonight is award it to TOPHS, T-O-P-H-S, or TOPES maybe, in the amount of $7,950. According to the homeowner, this company came out, walked the site with them. So did the other vendor. The only one who did not was Beretta. They submitted a price, but they kind of didn't come out. And my understanding is, if you read their bid or their proposal, it's not very precise as to what scope of work is going to come in. So I'll open up to the committee, but if we get a motion to award to TOPHS in a second and then go into discussion, that'd be great.
Motion to accept TOPHS bid.
Motion to accept TOPHS bid. Who made that motion? I'm sorry.
Kenny?
Paulie, and then Kenny seconded it.
Paul seconded it, yeah. Kenny seconded it.
Okay. Any discussion?
No.
Okay, Kenny, can we just add to the motion $79.50 as the price?
Yeah.
Paul, you good with that?
I'm very good with that.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so the homeowner will call them. We'll tell Christine tomorrow or tonight that it's been awarded, and then they're going to work it out between the two of them so it can accommodate the Christine's schedule and whatever's going on at their house, and then we'll just pay the bill. Second item on tonight's agenda is the tree planting. These are the trees that are going to be between the back of the Christine's white vinyl fence and then the block wall that has the bleachers on top of them. Now, Ronnie, I went by there and Ed told me today he's got to remow that because they only went halfway down or something. So
when are they going to do it?
Well, he told me he's going to, well, we found the trees. They're called Cleveland Select Pears.
Nice.
Non-fruit bearing.
Right. They're imitation pears. Those are nice. They're pretty in the spring.
And they stay green, apparently, longer into the winter.
Right.
They have six of them. They're two to two and a half inch thick trunks. So if they need to tie them down for now, they will. The price is $1,900 fully installed. That's the tree and the install. And then we're going to look for a warranty like we did on the trees at the middle school. You know, sometimes these guys die just for various reasons. So he told me today that he's going to get out there and mow again before the install comes. And the company is Rooster's Garden Center on Route 67 in Seymour. They have them, and they would install them for $1,900 once they get the green light. Now, I did talk to Ed saying, listen, you got to put a barrier around these things, whether we put a block border or we put an interlock border, so that the grass growing doesn't choke the tree, whether it be a 3 feet out or 4 feet out from the base of the tree. And then this way, if they don't get to mowing it every as often as they should, they can at least edge or weed whack around that barrier, that border, and at least we protect the tree. And he's okay with that.
Yeah, if they put a wide mulch barrier around it, they won't have to weed whack as often, and it'll stay nice.
Right, and just put, so it's on a hill, they should put bricks around it so it retains the mulch.
Yeah, they can do something like that. But is that price $1,900 each?
No, total.
Wow.
So it's six.
How many trees? Six?
Six Cleveland Select pears, non-fruit bearing, 2 to 2.5 inch trunks. Six installed for $1,900.
A great price.
How big are they now? Like,
yeah, how tall are they?
He didn't tell me that. I have a picture of it. It's got to be at least 8 to 10 feet tall right now.
Really?
One of them looks about 8 feet tall.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, great price. Now they know how to space them, right?
Well, yeah, he's going to work with Christine. What I told him was, they got to talk to Christine because she's the one who's going to be looking at them. Let them work with her to space them out along that bank.
Right, because they have to go a little further down the bank too. So when the leaves come out, they're blocking the bleachers, not blocking the hill. Correct. But they'll know that. They'll figure it out.
Yep. Let them. I figured let them figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I need a motion, if everyone's okay, to award the six Cleveland Select Pear non-fruit bearing trees to Roosters Garden Center, Route 67, in the amount of six installed for $1,900. Installation to be coordinated between Public Works and the homeowner.
So move, Ron.
Motion by Ron. Is there a second?
A second.
It's at Tommy Abel.
Yep.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we'll try and get those in. He's got to mow that again, though, Ron. It's too high.
He says he can't mow it at all. They have to weed whack the whole thing, but that's fine.
Yeah. Well,
because of the grade or something, but that's fine.
All right. That's all we have before us tonight. So if no other business, can I have a motion, Mr. Sill?
Motion to adjourn at 6:15.
How do the signs stand, Keith?
We have to finish those.
We're going
to
be able to get those up.
Well, is Park and Rec doing the one sign we did do with the track is closed thing, or is that going to Alderman first?
That's kind of held up by the Parks and Rec. They didn't agree on it at all, so it's not even going to go to the Alderman right now.
Oh, okay.
What's that, Ron?
I was hoping Dennis was on here tonight to they were going to put a sign up because they don't know how they're going to enforce not letting people in when kids are on the field, you know, the people that want to walk the track. And it came up during the meeting that said, since funds were used from the state or something, they said that we couldn't close it to the public. So maybe that's what we're doing. They're checking it out. Dennis was going to check that out. that sound like anything?
If that's the case, they'll have to use Whittick Park.
Well, it's school property. So the field is school property, and so is the track. So the understanding I had, Ron, is that when they have school practice, it's an extension of the school day, right?
Yeah.
So when you have school in session, the public isn't allowed on school property because you're not vetting these people, right? You don't know who is, right? No. You don't know who is.
Yeah, but that's used all day long, Keith. I mean,
how are people going to know? They're going to come up there and then all of a sudden they can't go there. Which time? What time? And who's going to enforce it? That's the thing.
I think.
Yeah.
It's not really school property. The city's letting us use it.
Most schools have a sign that says during school activities and after dusk, this facility is closed only during school activities. And then if we post either on the Valley Independent or on the school website that these are the dates that the field will be closed due to activity and the times, I think that would cover that. And that's what we do. That's what we did at Amity.
And that's what Dr. Conway.
Nobody would give us times or days.
Dr. Conway told me he was.
Property though, isn't it, Paul?
What?
Amity is school property. I don't think that these fields are school property. The city's just letting us use them.
I believe Dr. Conway put on those signs a website.
Yes.
To indicate the practice times, and he charged the athletic director with updating the website as to the practice times.
Right. And so your request by the school to the city is for this block of time for whatever sport. And that's a request that goes to the city or to the park and rec department. We would like to use these facilities on these dates and at these times. So that's posted. That could be put right on the school website.
All right. So it'd have to go to park and rec and then to the Board of Aldermen.
That was what I thought was happening. I thought Conway had those times posted, Ron, and I thought that's what was when the signs went to park and rec. My understanding is that was going to be presented.
It was presented the other night. Dennis brought it up, but he didn't even have a picture of the sign.
Maybe someone else should present it. Maybe Conway should present it because he did update the website. He has a website on the sign where to go, where to look to see when it's open and closed. And as Mr. Mangle said, that's exactly what they were going to do is there's the schedule when we need it with the understanding that like.
Well, Ron, and I'm not well versed in the park and rec department. So I don't know, but, and the city, sorry for my phone going off.
Special Larry.
You know, I can't answer the show. So anyway, why does this have to go to the alderman? Sorry for the interruption.
You've reached the main goals.
Why does it have to go to the alderman? Why does it have to? It adds another layer, and it seems it would be kind of cumbersome if there's a schedule change. Like it rains tonight. Field game is tomorrow night. You know. And then if it has to go to the alderman for approval, then it would be a situation where it could never get approved.
Well, it would only go to the alderman the one time to put the signs up. That's the end of the alderman.
You know,
it's a brand new thing, Parks and Rec, and then to the alderman. And then that would be that for the signs. They'd be passed. But we didn't have a copy of the signs the other night. And we really didn't get any input about anybody else doing it. Or, you know, like you said, they do it in Amity or whatever. So not to get a hold of it.
It's a pretty standard sign for all schools. It says during school activities and then from dusk till dawn, but you have lights so people can walk it. That part wouldn't be
right. Yeah.
Or after 10, 11 o'clock at night, it's closed.
Roddy, why don't we get the sign to Park and Rec? Because the sign was drafted, done, actually.
Beat to death. And yeah, everyone agreed on the signage that we have.
Except for the alderman and the Parks and Rec, though.
Yeah. Right, but let's
I
get
know,
it.
But remember what we did from like dusk to dawn and just laid out what can be allowed there, what can't be allowed there, and.
So, Ryan, why don't we get you guys that sign, and then if you need Conway there, he could lay out, which is like pretty comprehensive, the protocol, and then at least you have the sign, you have the protocol. You know, that it's closed to the public when school has practice, or as Mr. Mangle said, when there's games, and then just go from there. When's your next meeting?
Mr. McLiberty, and that's true. If we need new signage because of the COVID, and because we just had the basic signs before this disaster started with the coronavirus and everything. So we need new signs to, you know, supersede the ones that we have here already. So.
But also, I think the issue was, there was an issue, I think, not so much with school stuff. It was people were being asked to get off the track, and it wasn't school stuff. It was maybe Pop Warner or some other recreational league stuff. So you might want to check into that detail.
Well, there is no Pop Warner this year.
Well, there's Pop Warner something, cheerleading or
whatever. Cheerleading, definitely, yeah.
Ronnie, why don't we just get you get your committee the signs? If we'll have Conway at the next meeting, because it was all mapped out and laid out. The picture of the sign says where people could go to look. And then Conway was updating, as Mr. Heider said, the website, you know, what days they were using it, so people didn't drive up there to find out they can't go on it. And then why don't we just get you the signs and go, and then you guys could move it along as you so wish.
All right. Yeah, and as we get there, it's going to be the second week of November, our next meeting now. So it'll be probably fruitless by the time we do it, but we got to set it up. So you're right.
Do any of these signs have skateboarding on them? And because they do a lot of skateboarding over here, and they even write on the pipes over here.
Well, the signs we had was for the fields, Mr. Mercutio. I know they surf those stairs. That would be a different sign, which we did not do. You know, I know what you're talking about. They come down the rails like a surf, like a wave.
Yeah.
Ronnie, that would be something the alderman would have to kind of add, no skateboarding, because the signs we approved had certain, you know, tasks, things they couldn't do. But we did not put no skateboarding, because our signs are going to be for the fields, Mr. Marcucci, and not the stairwell. They're not, like, out on the property.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if somebody gets hurt, I mean, one kid took a flap over there, thought he killed himself. You know, but at least he didn't go and do it anymore. He hasn't come back since.
I'll send them out tomorrow. This committee approved.
All right.
And made up. And
we'll get them to you, Ron, and then you bring them to your committee. But definitely the sign that says it's closed during school activity, that's done. We could send you a picture of that.
All right, good. As far as the other signs, they're ready to go up, though, right? The other signs?
Patty, I don't know if they're ready. I think they're ready.
What signs are you talking about?
There are signs that are in the field house that are waiting to go up, I thought.
Yeah, like those ones we were talking about, the Leo O'Frain sign. We were putting the Leo O'Frain sign right near the building.
No, we're talking about the signs that say, like, no water, no Kool-Aid, no. Right, Ron? Is that the ones you're talking about?
No, I was thinking of the Red Clinch signs and all those. When are they going to
name?
No, those are not done yet. That we got to follow up on those.
All right.
Okay.
No, the signs that were done with the no skate, no, you know, water, no this, no that. Remember the ones we came to an agreement on?
Yeah, those we
chewing. Yeah.
The prohibited items, right?
Yes, prohibited. So those should go up too. And then, if we need more for the skateboard and stuff, those are going to be above and beyond. We did not have anything for the property outside the fence.
Did the sign company do those signs yet or no?
The one Ron and I are talking about, I believe they're in the warehouse. I believe they're in the house somewhere.
We were supposed to make one that said the Leo F. Ryan complex and put it right in front of the building here.
Right. That's the second set of signs, which I just said were not done yet.
I don't think those were made yet.
They were
I'll
not
pull everything
yet.
That I have from the meetings and get them out to you guys.
The last we heard is you were talking to Signs Unlimited.
Correct. And as I've said three times now, they have not been made yet.
All right, but how do we stand with them? Are they going to make them?
Yes.
So, I mean, shouldn't somebody contact Mike over there and see what the story is?
Yes, I will do that tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
The other signs are the more important ones, and we got to get them up.
They are, but we don't meet too often now, so I just wanted to touch base on that.
All right, sounds like a plan.
All right.
Okay.
All right, motion to adjourn, 6:26.
I second the motion.
All right.
Good night, everyone.